You're listening to a podcast from Every Nation Macau. Giving is a matter of the heart. And like adding things to our cart, we do have a choice about what we add into our heart. Let us all embrace giving as a worship to God with this series called Add to Heart.
All right. Good evening, church. Good evening. Do we have any first-timers here? Yeah, do you have any? Yes, hello, we welcome you. You were at the Victory Weekend yesterday. By the way, we just had our Victory Weekend yesterday and there were 17 brave souls who surrendered their life to Christ. Can we give a hand for these people? And if you are here, I see some of you. Can you please stand up? Come on, don't be shy. Don't shy. All right, congratulations. Thank you. Okay, we are excited for you. We're excited about what God is going to do in your life. And you know, we're still praying for more. How many of you here, actually you haven't done one-to-one? Can you raise your hand? Or maybe Victory Weekend, not yet. If you have not, please do approach the leaders that we have at the back or the ushers. Okay, this is our prayer as a church to see the salvation of God, to see souls being saved, right? So this is what we do. As a church, this is our mission. And if you are a first-timer here, we exist to honor God and make disciples. So, welcome to Every Nation Macau. Actually, we've been having this series called Add to Heart. And how many of you are enjoying this series? You know, it's good to hear, even though it's kind of uncomfortable to hear about teaching about finance, but it's always good to have the wisdom of God, right? Aren't you thankful that we get to hear the truth, right? And this Add to Heart, our goal really is to lay a foundation of how we are to manage the wealth that God gives to us. And in the first week, we learned about Abraham and his obedience to God when God tested him to offer Isaac to him, right? And we saw how it gave honor to God when he did that. And last week, we also learned about giving sacrificially. If you remember Proverbs, when it says, honor the Lord with your wealth. And it was talking about tithing. It was talking about tithes, right? And I hope that that didn't just stick on you. Okay, I have to give my tithe. You also have to remember the promise that comes with it. When it says, you will be filled with overflowing, right? Your vats, your barns, they will be filled. They will be overflowing. So the heart of God is really to bless us. He really wants to bless us. And he wants our hearts. You know, he wants our hearts to be, you know, like his heart, a generous heart. So that's the reason why we are exercising giving. And this week we're going to learn about offering righteously. Okay, and it's as this series is Add to Heart. Okay, how many of you here you are already thinking about what you're going to give or what you're going to give as a gift to your family? It's already Christmas. It's almost Christmas, right? It's almost like 9 days till Christmas. And we're going to... Until December, sorry. Okay, so before December. And it's already the Christmas season. And how many of you here, you really appreciate or you really like the season of Christmas? It's very joyful. There's that, you know, the spirit of giving. People suddenly like to give during Christmas. There's always a mandatory exchange gift, right? And there's the people like to give, right? Even if there are parties, you know, there's a contribution of food. Or there's, people are more willing to give during Christmas season, right? And, you know, if you are a receiver of a gift, how do you normally check the gift? Or how do you judge the gift that is given to you? Or maybe how do you, as a giver, what is your intention whenever you give a gift? Because I remember before when I was still a high school student, we had this exchange gift. Okay, so during our exchange gift, they would give us, something, exchange gift. And we had, I received this box and then she gave it to me. And when I opened it, I saw it and it was like, a chocolate that's like bought in Sanmu. You know, when you just grab something and then you give it to someone, right? And it was just, you know, a chocolate flavor that I didn't like. Of course, I wasn't a Christian yet. I didn't understand what this, you know, what this appreciation means. So when I received it, I checked it. I checked the flavor, and I was like, I don't really like the gift. And you know, you're like, so sad about your gift, and you look at the other people's gift, right? But you know, rarely when you receive a gift, do you really ask what is the intent of the person, why they gave that? Do you do that when you receive a gift? Do that this Christmas, okay? So when you receive a gift and you're like, you don't just inspect the gift or the appearance or the content of the gift. Okay, we have to ask, what is the intention of the person who gave this to me? What was in the intent? What is going through his heart when he gave this gift to me? Right? Because it's very important for us, not just as receivers, but even as givers, to understand the reason why we give, the reason why we contribute, the reason why we give something. Not just to our friends, I'm not just talking about gifts, but even when it comes to our families. You know, we have to make sure that our intentions, they're still righteous intentions why we are giving to our families. Not because of obligation, because you got used to it 7 years, 10 years, 20 years, their whole lifetime, you've been supporting them, you've been giving to them. And I hope that our intentions are always going to be the righteous intention. It's really because we want to give. It's really because we want to bless. And it's not merely out of a responsibility. It's not merely out of fear, out of guilt, or out of anything that is not pleasing to the eyes of the Lord. Amen? You know, whatever it is, even to the church, even to our family members, to whoever, our prayer is that, if, you know, most especially when it comes to God, you know, we are to have the right intention whenever we give, right? And, you know, it's tricky because for us, we cannot, you know, our friends, our family members cannot really, you know, cannot really test our intention. They cannot really check the intention, right? You give them something, you don't really know. Maybe they will say something, but you don't really know what is the intention. But with God, He knows the intention of our hearts. He knows when we are cheerful. He knows when we are glad. He knows when we are prideful. He knows when we are, you know, doing it out of obligation, out of religion. God knows and God tests the intention of the hearts. That's why the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. So when our heart is cheerful, that's the kind of giving that God loves. Do you want to do what is pleasing to God? Do you want to do what delights God? Do you want to do what pleases God, what honors Him, what makes God proud? You know, God makes, you know, there's that delight in His heart that my child is giving cheerfully. You know, God wants us to have that kind of heart. Amen. And we're going to look at one, you know, this particular story about the widow. Okay, the poor widow who gave the offering. Right, and as we read in Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44, okay, the first line, okay, it says here, and he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. All right, so when he, you know, if you remember, if you have ever heard of the story where Jesus, you know, drove out those people who were doing business inside the temple. Okay, he said, you're not to do this in the Father's house, right? To get away from here. That was the actual part where it was really intense for Jesus. That holy indignation in Jesus, you know, that you are not to do business here or you're not to do these things here in the Father's house. And they were in that same temple. And then one day, when Jesus was preaching, okay, he was teaching the people, okay, there was one time where he wrapped up his teaching, and then they sat down opposite the treasury, Okay? So he sat down opposite the treasury. And then it was a teaching moment for the disciples. Okay? And when they were sitting down, when they were opposite that treasury, and normally the treasury had 13 offering boxes. Okay, so that is where the people could actually put in their offerings. That's where the people could, do contributions. They could put their contributions for the maintenance of the temple. If they wanted to offer something to God, they would put it there. Just like, what we're doing when we are passing the baskets, right? It's similar to that. They just have a different, different way of doing it. And so they were putting the money into the offering box. Okay, and so there was, Jesus was going to use this image for a lesson for the disciples, which later on we're going to see. Okay, and in that treasury, okay, imagine Jesus was there and then the treasury is there and then there were 13 boxes. Okay, there's a picture here. Actually, this is what it normally looks like. The one with the trumpet size. Ta-da! Okay, so it's like a metal. Okay, it's like a, yes, that shape. Okay, there's a shape like that. Okay, and that box, normally it would, if the people would give, they would use coins. Okay, and during that time, they didn't use bills or credit cards or MPay or BNU, right? They would use coins. Okay, and how they would put it is like they would use a coin, okay, and then it will make a sound. Like when you do that and then it will drop. Like when you're putting your bus fare down and then you can hear the sound, right? And there were many rich people in the house, okay? Any rich people in the house, okay? They were big time people. They were big time, they were rich people. Probably one of them was an owner of a hectare, okay, 100 hectares of land, probably, right? And then the other one, probably on the other side, okay, they had 100 farms, okay, it's like a rich man contest, right? And the other one probably is a rich businessman. He was probably doing the trading for the city, okay? And the other one is probably importing goods and to other parts of the world. It doesn't really specify, but they were rich people. Okay, and probably one of them was just born rich. Probably they just inherited the inheritance of the parents, right? And so they became rich. Okay, and there were many rich people there. And what they were doing is not something wrong, visibly, in the outward appearance. They were actually doing something that was like religious, right? They were putting money inside the offering box. And as they put in money there, every time the coin would make a sound. So when they drop it, they would make a sound. So imagine the rich people, they were not just putting one coin. They were probably putting a lot, baskets of coins. And they probably had, servants there and say, okay, you put more. Okay, put here, put there. And you haven't put, and there were many people. You can imagine the atmosphere. You can imagine the scene, right? And there were lots of clinking of the coins. Ching, 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 ching. It's like a casino, right? You can hear a lot of noises there. And there were many rich people. And if you're going to go to that place, have you ever been with in a crowd where there were a lot of rich people? Or a group? They were so rich and you're just so shy, you just want to go home. And you feel so shy about yourself. Like, why am I even in this group? Why am I even here? Right? Probably with the ones that you're working with. They're so rich that you just want to, because you feel so poor. Okay, if you're a middle class citizen and you're here in this place, you're probably going to feel poor. Right? And there is this one person, this character that is being introduced who actually came into the picture. Okay, and we read this and we know that she is the poor widow. Okay, a poor widow came Okay, so Jerry, imagine that scene. And then there was this poor widow who came. The poor widow is not just like this. Okay, the poor widow looked like a poor widow, looked poor, right? And imagine the intimidating scene or the challenge. You know, these people are already big time people. They're already rich. Why do I have to? You know, the thing that she was gonna bring, is it even gonna make any impact? Right? Is it gonna make any difference if I go there? And sometimes we feel that way when it comes to giving, right? Or even when it comes to contributing something, we feel like, you know, I don't really want to give because they all got it covered already. Doesn't matter, you know, my giving will not matter. My contribution will not matter. When you go to a birthday party, you know, our bottles of water, it's not really gonna matter. It's no need for us to bring anything. But you know what? This poor widow, she came despite the challenge that she may be facing with those people, and yet she came. She wanted to seize that opportunity to give. Right? Despite her living condition. If you're going to talk about a widow, they no longer have dependence on anyone. They no longer have families. Right? And like what Pastor Jeff was sharing last week, where, you know, when you honor your wife, you make sure the doors are locked, you make sure that they provide for you, they have food on the table. That makes the person feel honored and loved. But for this woman, okay, she has none of that. When she would go home, she's on her own. She's not sure what she's going to eat. She's not sure what she's going to spend, right? But this poor, not only she is widow, but she's also poor. Okay, so poor meaning she has no inheritance. No one, nothing probably on her bank account, zero. And she is just receiving charity from others. She's just receiving donations and charities. She's not sure how she's going to live. This is what a poor widow is. And imagine if you're going to be surrounded with many rich people who are giving, you're going to think, I don't really have to give. I can just take this to myself because they would know how much I need this. You know, God will understand. Okay, God will understand that I need this so much. God has enough. God owns the world. God owns the earth. Why do I still need to give? Right? And yet, the poor widow, she knew what it was when it comes to giving, when it comes to generosity, that she gave despite her challenge. She contributed despite the challenge that is happening around her and in her. Imagine if you are a poor widow, you have this poverty mentality, and you can just say that, you know, you can just throw a tantrum in the middle of, you know, that place and make a scene and say, poor me. Or you can have a pity party and say, poor me, I'm such a poor, you know, I am so poor. I am hopeless. You know, I have no one to depend on. You know, she could have that mentality to receive. She's hearing those noise, and you know, she could have had that mentality or that heart of a poverty mentality kind of thinking and say, I could just receive, 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 receive. This is a time for me to receive. The people, they have it so much. The people, all of these, you know, all of this, the ones that I am seeing, you know, this is a perfect time for me to receive something. And yet, how did she respond? It says here in the next line, and a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which make a penny. Okay, so when you say 2 small copper coins, it's not gonna make any, you know, compared to the thousands, hundreds of thousands that they were offering. No, this is gonna look like dust in the temple, you know, in the offering box. And if it would make a sound, it's, you know, with all those clinkings, if it makes a sound, it kind of made the sound. But, you know, imagine, like the probably the collection box was thinking, okay, was there something that was put in here, right? They could barely feel what was putting into that box compared to the you know, the many coins that were being put there by the rich people, right? And yet, we can see here that even though it was so little, God noticed it. Jesus noticed it. There, and you know, these coins, they were not worthless. Okay, if you're going to look at the next verse, we're going to see how much it cost the widow, how much it cost the poor widow. And we're going to see how did Jesus measure it? How did he measure the giving? How did he measure the intention of the people? And it says here in verse 43, and he called his disciples to him and said to them, truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. Jesus says that more than all of those money, or more than all of those sums that you are seeing, no, this woman actually has put in more. Even though it's the woman who did not have the most possession, much possession, yet she was the most generous person in that room. You know, we could be filled with a place with a lot of rich people, a lot of people who has, you know, has a lot of money or has a lot of possessions. And yet, you know, we could feel that, you know, I don't have to contribute, I don't have to give. And yet we can have that opportunity to be generous. You know, if I would look back, even with in the workplace before, I would see a lot of people who are rich, especially in Macau. That's the reality, right? There are many rich people. And yet, you know, just 20 mop, they would still ask it back from you, right? It's very hard to give. It's very hard to contribute. It's very hard because there's that, you know, there's that poorness in the heart. You know, you can have a lot of money, and yet if you cannot give something, that it's possible that you are actually so poor inside, in the heart. And God doesn't like that. God, you know, God blessed us so much, and that he doesn't want us to have that mentality, that kind of heart where we feel like, I'm so poor. You know, Jesus did not die on the cross so that you would become poor, so that you will remain poor. Jesus died on the cross so that the blessings, you see, the veil was torn and gave you that access to God so that you can be blessed. And God has already given us the blessings. If you would just, you know, if you would just know the impact in your life, the reason why Jesus had to sacrifice himself is so that you can receive every spiritual blessing. Not just material blessings, right? God, Jesus has given us every spiritual blessing. The reason why we have been blessed is so that we can have the opportunity to be a blessing to others as well. To give, to exercise. Because do you know, can you honestly say, I am a generous person? I mean, can you honestly, thank you, but can you honestly say that I have reached the peak of generosity? Can you say that? Pastor Gio, probably is not yet perfect, right? You will not say, I have already reached the peak of generosity. Probably some of you are just barely starting, right? You're barely practicing generosity. And we can see God knows that at our hearts, we are poor in our hearts. We don't have the capacity to give, right? That's why the reason why he wants to transform it. He wants to make us generous. He wants to make our hearts generous. And how will he exercise that? How will we exercise that? It's through giving. That's the reason why we give, so that we will have the right intentions. When it comes to our relationship with God, we will know that, Lord, I am giving my heart to you. More than this finance, it's just a means for me, means to an end that I am giving to you. But Lord, by the end of the day, I want you to transform my heart. You can be giving something, but yet you are with, if you still are not having that right intention in your heart, then it's nothing. you are spending. You're just doing, having it as another expense. But when it comes to our giving, it's our investment in our spirit, in our soul. How many of you want to be generous people? Right? God wants to impart to us generosity. And you know, as this story goes, it says that more than all those who are contributing to the offering box, he said that she was so rich in generosity. Not rich probably in resources, but rich in generosity because she was able to give her all. And that is the cost that she paid. That's the cost that the poor widow gave. If you would look at the verse 44, it says here, "For they all contributed out of their abundance." Loose change. Okay, just loose change. It's just their change. If you would count their assets, if you would count their possessions, it's nothing. And this woman, she gave everything. She had put in everything she had, all she had to live on. And the verse, you know, if you would look at the original meaning of this, she actually gave her life. She wanted to be put into that offering box and say, "Lord, I am yours. I am giving everything to you. My heart, my soul, my resources, everything of me, I am putting here in this place, in this situation, in this moment, I am giving everything to you." What it cost the woman is that, you know, that she would pay this so much cost is because of how much she put her dependence on God. She trusted God and said, "Lord, I am giving everything to you. I don't know what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I don't know that the penny, they could actually buy a loaf of bread." But instead of buying it for herself, she put her dependence. She used that money for such a, you know, priority. It was a priority for her to give it, to use it as an expression of her trust and acknowledgement to God. And you know, it's not something that, you know, it's not something that she, it was not a spare change for her. It was her everything. That's the way that this poor widow gave. And imagine Jesus, okay, she saw this sacrifice. She saw the offering of the woman. He doesn't condemn the rich, okay? She doesn't say that she's a better person. But, you know, when it comes to her heart, she was being changed. She was being transformed. And when it says all she had to live on, she has given her life, this poor widow, seemingly the one who has no capacity to give, and yet she was the one who was the most willing to give. You see, generosity is more than, it's not based on our living condition. It's not based on our living condition, it's based on our heart condition. You know, you can be so generous. You could be so, you know, you can be generous even if you only have 5,000 per month, you can be generous. If you only have 6,000, 10,000 per month, you can still be generous. If you have 1 million, you can still be generous. If you are willing to give, if you are willing to contribute, if you are willing to release, you know, those blessings that you have, you can always be generous. Sometimes we wait, "Lord, I still need this, this, this." If you fill all of these needs and wants that I have, then I'm going to give my everything to you. Then I'm going to serve you. Then I'm going to contribute to you. But Lord, at this time, Lord, I'm still praying for this. I'm still waiting for this. I'm still working for this. We tell God all of the things that we need. But rarely do we tell Him what we are willing to give. You know, for that woman, it says they're out of her poverty, meaning out of her want. If you are a poor person, you have so many things that you want. A decent house, nice food, good health, and just probably people to be with you. You can have so many things in your list. But the woman surrendered all of her wants. "Lord, I want this, but God, I rely on you. I depend on you. I surrender this to you. I would rather not buy this, but sacrifice to you." Of course, we're not saying that all of us, 100%, we don't eat anymore. Right? We're not saying that. But, you know, what we're saying here is if God would put us in a test where He would ask us everything, would you be able to do that? If there comes a point in your life where God asks you to surrender everything, would you be willing to do that? Lord, 80, what if God asks you 20%, 50%, 80%, 100%? Would you be willing to do that? You know, one of the things that, you know, God, it was my personal conviction with God, and there was a moment and I said, Lord, I want to increase in generosity. I want to practice generosity. And you know, when I was still a young professional, it went from 10%, it became 12%. Okay? Because, you know, it's a practice of us being generous and giving this to someone, blessing someone. That was being a practice of generosity. But when I became a full-time missionary, I was like, and there was a challenge for me to still increase in generosity. And I was like, Lord, you're gonna understand, right? Lord, can we go back to 10%? Lord, can we go back to, you know how much I need, you know? Lord, the things that I have to do. But you know, God, you know, the Holy Spirit was challenging me. The Holy Spirit was telling me I have to increase in generosity. Because again, it's not based on your living condition. It's based on the heart condition. We can give whatever capacity we have, whatever work that we have. We all have our own personal, you know, personal way of making, you know, that committing to God of how we want to be generous. The question is, how is that plan with you? How do you work that out with God? How do you work out your budget with God? How do you allow God and say, Lord, can you teach me how to be generous? Lord, is there some room for God to still, you know, teach you how to be generous? Or maybe it's all full of the budget. Lord, I already spent 80% for this, my family, and this and that. Okay, I only have one map left. Where do you want me to put this? Come on, Lord, let's put it somewhere. It's like, you know, we are barely giving to God the change, the loose change that we have. But you know, God wants us to be dependent on Him. God wants us to allow Him to have that you know, that hold in whatever we have, in all of our finances. He wants us to depend on Him. And this is what happened with the poor widow, right? She gave everything to God. And I wish I could continue and tell you, oh, there's something else that happened. Okay, there's something more that happened. But, you know, this it ends here. All she had to live on, and then that's it. We don't know. Did the woman get a husband? Poor widow, right? Did the woman get a nice house? Did a woman get, a kabuhayan showcase? A lot of things, grocery packages. Of course, God took care of her. God has loved the widow in the Old Testament. God continues to love the widows in the New Testament. And we know that probably those were the blessings that she received. But you know, the most important thing here is on that first, the most blessing that she has received, it's that first acknowledgement from Jesus. You know, when Jesus looked at her, when Jesus actually acknowledged her sacrifice, when Jesus actually acknowledged what she was giving, when Jesus actually knew about the woman, when Jesus actually knew her, when Jesus actually had that encounter, you know, had that connection with her, that intimacy with her, when Jesus actually saw, when God saw her sacrifice, you know, it was something that was happening that was personal. That personal relationship with God, that personal connection with God, that's what is the most important blessing. You know, whenever we give to God, it's something personal. When we're passing the baskets here, when we are giving somewhere, you know, when we are contributing somewhere, when we are blessing others, there's something personal that is going on with us in God. And I hope that will be something that we will enjoy, that we will be expectant of when it comes to our relationship with God. Are our conversations with God filled with, Lord, do you want me to bless this person? Lord, do you want me to give this? Lord, do you want me to contribute to this? You know, I hope that our communion with God becomes so intimate and so strong that we get to hear all those moments where He would tell us, give. Be generous to this person. Contribute to this. Give to this. I hope that we don't just hear, you know, we stop, we close our ears and say, Lord, I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me to give to others. I hope our conversations would be like, Lord, I want you to, Lord, do you want me to give this? And if it is so, Lord, I will do it. You know, our hope is that every moment we would look for moments like that. We would, you know, because it creates that intimacy. It creates that relationship. It grows our relationship with God, our communion with God. You know, it's something that's when we say, give sacrificially and to give generously, it's for your own good. It's for your own relationship with God. More than for us, it's not for us. We're not telling you this so we can gain something. We are telling you this so that you can grow in your relationship with God. So that even in the area of your finance, Lord pa rin si Jesus sa buhay mo. It's still Jesus who is the Lord of your life. Jesus could be the Lord of everything else, but if He is not the Lord of your finance, then He's not Lord at all. If he's not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. And Lord, would you allow Jesus to look at your finance, to be over your finance, to have dominion over your finance? Are you willing to surrender that control over your finance and give it to Jesus? Are you going to allow Him to say, Lord, everything is for you. Use it for your glory. We sing that, use it for your glory. Use me for your glory. Even my finance, even my resources, Lord, I give it to you. And you know the reason why we can do this? After this story, it was a teaching moment for the disciples. And when the disciples, they later on, 3 days later, they're going to see how Jesus demonstrates what sacrificial giving is all about. We could stop here at this woman and say, she is the most sacrificial giver in the world. Like, you know, there's some charity organizations that we know. We could end here and say, she is the one who is most sacrificial. But Jesus was going to actually demonstrate to the disciples what sacrificial giving, what generous giving is all about. 3 days later, Jesus would carry His cross. You know, when you talk about Jesus, He's not just a man. Jesus is the Son of God. The Son of God who sacrificed everything. He enjoyed it in heaven. He enjoyed all the blessings in heaven. Jesus has all, the Son of God has it all. Jesus, you know, all the glory and all the, you know, all of those things, heavenly glories, it was His. And yet He would make this generous sacrifice where He would come to the world, where He would come to the earth, step into the foot, you know, step His foot on the ground, live as we are supposed to live. He would humble Himself for us. He let go. He sacrificed for a moment, for a time. He sacrificed all of those so that He could come on earth. Because He knows that only through Him coming on the earth and then dying on the cross is He able to give us the gift of eternal life. The gift that no money, no power, no accomplishments, no good works could buy, could purchase, but only the blood of that generous, awesome, extravagant, magnificent Son of God who gave His all for you and me. Is it for Him? Is it for Him? Is it for Him? No, He has everything. But He knew your value. He knew that He loves you. He knew what it would cost Him. And yet He was willing to pay the price, willing to pay the cost so that He could have you. He could redeem you. So that He could have you, all of your heart, all of your strength, all of you. Jesus wants all of us. And Jesus expects nothing but all of us because He has given His all for you and me. Do we understand the sacrifice of Christ? Or have we forgotten what we first believed? Have we forgotten the sacrifice that He has made? Have we forgotten Him? Have we asked Him for blessings and say, Lord, from this point onwards, I'm just gonna go and live my life on my own? Or are we still tagging Him along and say, Lord, still up to this day, even if it's my 3rd year, 4th year as a Christian, 20 years as a Christian, Lord, still here I am, I'm giving my all to You. I hope that our love for God is not decreasing as the year goes by, but we come to a point where we willingly surrendered little, and then to a little more, come on, a little more, until you come to that point, you are willing to surrender even your breath to Me. On your last time, on here on this earth, I hope that you still have that Jesus declaring His name, giving your all to Him. Because Jesus expects nothing but all of us, even this area, even with the blessings that we have. What is the intent of the content? Why do we give? Why do we give to God? Why do we give to Him? Why do these things? Why? It's because of our gratitude. It's because we understood, man, I could never pay. I could never pay that. Eternal life, I could never pay that. Even if I worked my life out, my entire life, I could never pay that. Even how rich I am, I could never pay that. Only Jesus. And Lord, for that, I want to thank You. I want to honor You. I want to bless You. I want to give everything to You. I want to worship You. Lord, thank You. Thank You, Lord, for what You've done. I hope that when we give to Him, it's not with pride and say, Lord, I'm giving to You. No, but with humility and say, Lord, thank You for You've done. This is nothing compared to what You have done for me. And with the last exhortation, it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered Himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. This is the ultimate picture of what sacrificial and generous giving is all about. It's rich and it's personal. And this gift, He's offering it to you and me. He's giving it to you and me. And that's why it says, live a life filled with love. I hope that we are overflowing with so much love from God that you cannot contain it anymore. When you go outside, here, have some of this love. Here, some of these blessings that I'm receiving from God. Here, you know, I want you to also experience it. I also want you to taste it. I also want you to have it. I want to point you to Jesus, to the Son of God, who gave His all. And I want you to also receive Him. Also want you to know Him. Just like that person who did, who extended that grace to you, that person who sacrificed just to bring you here, just to treat you and just to do all of those giving for you. You know, we were able to come into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ because there were people who sacrificed as well. They gave. They shared their blessings. No, we can give sacrificially and generously because of the grace of God in our lives. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more podcasts and to give online, visit everynationmacau.org.